It's time for another therapy-like conversation with psychiatric nurse practitioner and licensed psychotherapist, Allison Page. Each week, Allison discusses practices to guide you toward better emotional well-being, while shedding light on the stigma of emotional care for active, functional people. Stay tuned for a relatable insight into navigating our way through and around life's inevitable roadblocks. Therapy Light is brought to you by Trail Talk, located in Park City, Utah. Visit our website at trailtalkpc.com for more information. Welcome back to this week's edition of Therapy Light. I'm live here with Allison Page. Welcome, Allison. How are we doing today?
Hi, Mike. Great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, I understand that you have a new product that you're offering called Theracations. I was browsing your website and stumbled upon it. I was wondering if you could fill me in a little bit. Tell me about Theracations.
A person contacted me a couple of years ago from out of state, and she had been doing therapy with her therapist for a while. But she was kind of in a place where she felt stuck. And she had been to Park City a lot. She's very familiar with the community. And she thought about coming out for a vacation. She needed to get away. And so she and her therapist contacted me. And she asked, would you be willing to do some intensive therapy while I'm out vacationing in Park City? And so I thought, sure, let's do that. So I sent her my clinical forms to get an idea of what her issues and her story was about and what her needs were. And that's how we launched it. I met with a friend and told him, he's in the industry, and he said, wow, it sounds like a staycation, but it's sort of like a Theracation. I thought, that's a great idea. It's therapy plus vacation. So the concept is I'm offering people an individual retreat that will include some intensive therapy time with me while they're rebooting, recharging, and I call it recreating, which is kind of like tricky, recreating and recreating themselves in beautiful Park City.
That sounds pretty interesting. So if I wanted to sign up for a Theracation, how would I do that?
Well, you get started on the website and go to Theracations, and I have it set up sort of like a pick your passion, and you would decide if you're a local or you have a second home in Park City, you could pick the basic package, which would mean you wouldn't need any hotel accommodations. You may choose not to do anything in between therapy visits, and so that would be the basic package. You would go online and you'd see it sort of looks like a sandwich menu. You'd pick your accommodations. And then in between the time you spend with me doing therapy, you could participate in some outdoor activity, either fly fishing, hiking, mountain biking in the summer, spring, fall months, skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing in the winter, and then introduction to yoga if you're someone that has never experienced that, so that we could do either a private or group setting. So I'm going to offer activities that would allow you to recreate here in Park City. And I weave in the therapy in chunks of time. So say you fly in on Sunday, you'd meet with me 4 hours. And then the next day, we'd do another 3-hour block of time, take a day off, come back, we'd do another 3-hour chunk, and then we'd wrap up the last day with a 1 or 2 hour session. So it can be between 10 and 12 hours of intensive therapy time with me, intermixed with activities and times to kind of unplug and recharge.
So you can kind of look at it from two different viewpoints. I could be someone from out of state who wants to come to Park City merely for the outdoor activities, and then realize that I can maybe get some intense therapy while I'm out here doing that. Or I can be someone from out of state who really wants to take part of the services that you offer, the walking and talking on the trail. And then I can also pair that with some fly fishing or some, you know, mountain biking out here in Park City. It's a pretty interesting concept.
Yeah, absolutely. And the packages that we offer online under Theracations and under my website, Trail Talk, really, you can pick and choose depending on what your needs are. The ideal is that someone has had has been involved in therapy. So when they come to do some work with me, they kind of know where they are. They may be stuck, but they really have a desire to change, and they want to take action. Very different than someone that's kind of contemplative and not really knowing what they want. I mean, I'm willing to do that too, but I think it would be more productive for them to do some intensive therapy when they're in a place of, I'm going to make a transition here, and they're ready to make a change. So, and I've done both, and it's been very successful. I really love large blocks of time with someone. I'm sure many of us have been to a therapist, and an hour can go by so quickly, and you're just about to embark on something, and the hour's up. And so having more concentrated blocks of time is really great. We walk and talk during them. We do different types of treatment modalities. Of course, we make sure we stop and take a few breaks. But it's a model that is really exciting for me. I enjoy it, and I'm finding that my clients do as well.
So, Allison, are Therocations open to anybody? For example, I've never done therapy before. Would you recommend a Therocation for me?
Oh, absolutely. The point is that when you do a Therocation, it really helps to be in a place where you want to take action. So there's something called stages of change, and some people are contemplating making a change. My personal preference is if someone wants to come in and actually do some work, because I'm going to make them work. There'll be homework. We'll be digging in and doing some work. And so, yes, you can be new to therapy, or you can be seasoned and have been to a therapist and really want to work on getting past a certain point. You're in a transition point.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, Allison, we have a therapy and a vacation bundled into one, available to me whether I'm a local to Park City or out-of-state resident. Mm-hmm. I can visit the website and I can take a look at all the different options that you have. I can choose whether or not I need my own accommodation. Mm-hmm. I can choose from a variety of hotels, mm-hmm. a variety of outdoor activities that accentuate Park City's outdoorness, if mm-hmm. you will.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going up to the Subway sandwich station and creating your own sandwich. This process is tailor-made.
By you, yeah, absolutely.
So could you kind of give me a breakdown? What would a week look like? If I set all this up, could you kind of tell me what my week would look like?
Sure. You'd fly in, we'd pick you up at the airport, we'd deliver you to your hotel of choice, and I would give you a detailed outline of what to expect Monday through Friday if you choose to stay the entire week. I would suggest that the shortest amount of time is going to be 4 days, but 5 is really optimal. And so you meet with me for 4 hours, and we do a number of different activities. We absolutely go outside and walk and talk, and I get your story. There's certain things that I like to do when we're outside. I even use EMDR outside. So I do have different treatment modalities. And then we'll meet the next day for either a 3 or 4 hour block. Then you have a day off. And say the person decides the client wants to fly fish. During that fly fishing experience, of course, maybe they have done it before, or maybe they're learning. But I use that outdoor experience as another way to weave in therapy using, I do a lot of discussion about fly fishing and casting a line and getting baited by someone if you're in a codependent relationship. So as the person is doing those outdoor activities, I weave in homework as they are really, they're relaxing at the same time they're working on therapy in another experiential way.
So not only will I be out enjoying the rivers of Park City, but I will also be a part of your therapy session without really sitting and talking with
the
therapist.
Yeah, you'll be doing some homework. I will absolutely be assigning homework. There'll be times when you won't be doing an activity. You're going to have some downtime, and it could be writing, and it could be rewriting your story. There will be different homework assignments. I use these different activities as experiential methods to kind of reinforce what we've been doing in therapy.
You see, I'm a fly fisherman myself, and as you were explaining those metaphors, I found that I could relate to those very well just based on the terms that you were using. I find that very relatable and seems like a very interesting process.
Yeah. And so basically the week would be blocks of time with me, blocks of time to do homework, to have some downtime, quiet time, to be a human being instead of a doer. I do weave in a lot of mindfulness activities. I really encourage people to come up with ways to address the stress. What do they do on a daily basis? And again, we talked earlier about coming home to the true you house metaphor. So as we wrap up during the week, before the person leaves town, we talk about where do we go from here? What worked? What didn't work? Will they go back in to see their therapist and pick up where they left off with their own therapist? Do they want to come back to Utah? Do we want to Skype? So there's lots of options that we have once we end the therication. There may be follow-up depending on where the person lives and what they want. And so I can work with their therapist or with them after.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense because I can definitely see you building a very strong rapport between you and the clients coming in from out of state and even your local clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a week seems like a short time, but it's a very long period of time if you're, you know, really working on issues that are important to you and exploring different parts of yourself. And I can definitely see how that's a very strong bond that, you know, may be beneficial to follow up on.
Yeah, it's been successful. It's really enjoyable. And I just hope that people will check out my website, look at this therication concept, and give us a call.
Absolutely. Again, the website is www.trailtalkpc.com, and we're focusing on therications. Thanks for coming in this week, Allison. As always, enjoyed speaking with you.
It was great. Thank you, Mike. Happy trails.